The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to a Friday in Free Fire Radio. Yep, it is the 11th of August, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. It's Carl and the Bot here at Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And Christina's still here with us. I haven't chased her away.
Thank you so much for the opportunity of being here. Good morning, everybody.
Here's what happens with Christine. She's got very precise English, very good English, mm-hmm. Okay? Much better than my Ukrainian. But when she talks in this, you know, in this very soft voice for me because, you know, I can't hear crap. So when she's talking to me, I'm catching like every third word. So I'm going, either step closer or speak louder, okay? But your English is very precise, and I've noticed that. It's like each word is selected.
Well, if you
and
have,
it's right.
Your second language. Is this your second or your third language?
Like, I can say English is my second language, but I know four languages.
See, that's what I'm talking
European
about.
When you live, a lot of European
yes.
Languages.
And what other languages, Christina?
Ukrainian, Russian, French, and English. French. And I'm trying to study Spanish.
Did you, of course, you were born in Philadelphia, but you moved. So you spoke English. Did you speak English then? Do you remember? Because you were four when you left.
My English was basic, like, till 21. I was knowing English like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because, unfortunately, education in Ukraine was not so strong. So
right.
When I just grew up, I decided I'm a citizen and I have to know it. Okay. And I just start pushing myself to learn more, read more, study. And
it's gotten less and less. When she first started working here, she would go, I'm not sure what this word is. You know, mm-hmm. But you haven't asked me that in a long time. Of course. And maybe it's because I have my English language is like one syllable word.
Well,
okay.
Thank you for
anyway,
you know we're you. Happy to always have you on board, Christina. Really, it's a great.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely, and always love when I'm listening and I'm not on the air. I can tell when Christine's here because of her music, the music that is very varied. All right, let's go into the weather, and then we have our pet of the week. In this segment, it's going to be 97 today with our overnight lows of 70. You're probably wondering what the prediction is. Our highlights go into 103 on Saturday. Winds 5 to 7 miles per hour. And it looks like we don't have any severe warnings as of yet. Sunday will be 107. We are in the triple digit degrees. Saturday, Sunday, and then next week we're at 105 on Monday, and Tuesday temperatures are going to reach around 107. There we go. It's just like a 4 or 5 day forecast, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends down in Anderson, it's a family-owned business, a veteran-owned business, and we know that you know that this is a veteran-owned radio station. So when you hear a lot of veteran this and veteran that, it's because, you know, our brothers and sisters, the veterans that own businesses and serve in this community, while they were in some kind of campaign, and they come back and they're parts of the community, it's really something that we recognize very well. And the weather is brought to you by that veteran-owned business in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, which then brings me on to before our pet of the week is that yesterday.
Well, let's talk about that
after. Okay.
Because
so we're talking about veterans.
I want to spend a little time with that.
Our pet of the week with
Katrina.
Katrina. Good morning. How are you? And who did you bring with you today?
Good morning. Yes, I brought with me Mr. Emmett.
Emmett.
And he is a year old pit mix. He's very cute. He's like that light caramel color and white.
Yeah. He reminds me of an Otis.
I could see him as an Otis.
Can you see him as an Otis?
Oh, yeah.
I like Emmett.
Yeah, Emmett's a good name, Emmett. Too. But I could see. Now, there's nothing different about Emmett, is there? Is there anything different about him? I mean,
what does that mean?
Does he play the piano?
I don't know what that means.
Does he play the piano?
Oh.
He hasn't revealed that to us
okay.
yet, but there's still time.
Here's why.
He's been through a pet. Let's just say he's already been through Camp Love a Pet.
Yes, he went through Camp Love a Pet back in June.
Which is huge because that means he's learned like four or five different, you know, stays, commands, things that are important that kind of can take a... Right? Well, what are the things that they do learn in Camp Love a Pet?
Let's do something novel for you and I today.
Let's ask questions.
Let's let Katrina talk.
Speak for yourself. I was asking the question.
Well, in camp, they do learn a lot of, they learn a lot of the basics. They learn sit, they learn lay down. I know they try to teach them some advanced stuff, but, you know, you never know. Some dogs pick it up more than others. And Emmett, he definitely is eager to please, and he does know sit and down. Those are, I think, his best commands that he has mastered.
He is sitting next to you.
He was sitting next to me. He's very sweet. He's definitely very people-oriented. I think Emmett's the kind of dog where he's going to need a home that's going to help him boost his confidence a little because he can be a little timid in new situations. But he definitely always looks to the people around for comfort in new situations. Like right now, he's trying to crawl into my lap.
Yeah. Well, he's a pleaser.
He is.
So let me ask, when you say that, when he's timid, does he kind of like cower down or what? Because some animals will get a little... aggressive when they become scared, but he's not like that. He's kind of like backs away. Is that it?
Yeah, I would say more so when I say timid, I mean he lacks confidence. He's not the kind of dog that's going to lead you down a trail. He's the kind of dog that's going to stick closer to you and want you to lead him places.
Okay.
Like a good example is this morning, we do have some like... We have a few chickens at Haven because we get them frequently. And he heard the rooster cawing, and he was very concerned. And he had no idea what that noise was, and he kept looking over. And he was just very, very concerned about hearing a rooster, and he kept sticking really close to me because he wasn't sure what that scary bird noise was.
Okay, so you're talking about a pity. And he looks like a pity, but he laid down when I put my hand out. He laid down. He crawled over to me. So you've got a pity that when a rooster may go, well, I'm not too sure about this.
Well, here's the first thing that happened when Emmett came in. He did the commands, and usually I like to, you know, lift the hand up to see if they sit. And then there was enough trust built where he actually rolled, which me is submission when they roll over on their back, and he got some major belly rubs from me.
And
you're around
it
the
was
corner.
Very cute.
And then I would like to touch his paws. That's a big deal when you can get in there and rub their paws. And so he was accepting. And he's sweet. He's got a very sweet disposition. You can tell that he would be somebody's love, like you can't go anywhere without him love kind of guy.
And he's young.
Exactly. And he really does well with other dogs as well. He loves playing with other dogs. And I think being in a household with another dog would be really good for him because I think it would help boost his confidence as well.
Build his confidence.
Yeah.
And he could probably go with a smaller dog, too.
I could see him with a smaller dog.
We were always told, in fact, Mark is the one that said it, if you've got a female dog, you get a, and we've read this, Linda's telling me this, Linda knows a lot about dogs, and said, you get a male dog, you know, a young dog. Because she will rule the roost, no matter how big that dog gets.
You're not wrong.
And, you know, it's something like that. See, I could see them running down the hallway with that toy. The only thing is that she'd be off the ground hanging on to it as they're walking down there. This is really a cute dog. And you know, my friends, Emmett looks like a pit bull, okay? He's not the real squatty one like that, but he can tell.
He's got the big jaws, but he's pretty.
But this is a dog that deserves a chance.
So, Katrina, tell us about Haven Humane, of course, our weekly segment here. You bring in a pet of the week. So, Emmett, good morning and welcome, and there'll be pictures posted. What's happening at Haven?
So, right now at Haven, one thing is we have partnered up with Mosley Family Sellers, and they're doing the Corks for a Cause right now. So, with that going on until August 20th, I believe, is that if you go down there and you purchase a bottle of wine and you mention Haven, they will give 50% of the proceeds to Haven. So that's a really, really nice partnership that they're doing for us to help us out. And then we also have Zumba Bash coming up next Saturday on the 19th. And that's going to be at Wind River Casino. And you can definitely buy tickets now online at havenhumane.org. But you can also buy tickets at the door.
Oh, how wonderful.
So if you go down to Mosley Family Sellers down on Pine Street.
Yeah.
And you go in there and 50% of everything you buy. You just mentioned Haven Humane, and that's where we'll go. They're given to a number of different good causes, but Haven Humane. And let me tell you, Emmett, I could see Emmett being a studio dog.
Oh, boy.
Could you see that? Because he's big.
Do you want me to leave him here for
Yeah, I'm really sure that everybody would be welcomed by...
But we have to take him out and all that. But that's okay. You know, he stays on the leash, right?
Yeah, he's very good on the leash, too.
Yeah, and you know those cats that we're thinking are chasing trying to chase our birds away? Emmett would only have to make an appearance. That would be it, and we wouldn't see him again. He wouldn't be chasing them, though he might, but they're pretty quick. And he'd only have to be out if Snooki could chase him away. I think Emmett just needs to look out the window.
We always love our Haven Humane moment. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, register with havenhumane.org. Is that?
Yes.
Okay. For the Zumba Bash and a couple other events, and volunteering always as well. You always need volunteers. Somebody can actually come and, you know, clean the bedding, be there, all kinds of things that need to be done in order to have a successful sheltering for pets. It's very important in a community to have an active, healthy place like Haven Humane.
Oh, yes. No, definitely come volunteer. There's something for everyone.
How much is it going to cost to adopt Emmett today?
To adopt Emmett, it would be $25.
We'll pay it. Again, we've paid for dogs before. Katrina gives us a call, or somebody gives us a call, and I give her a check.
So KCNR, right here at Free Fire Radio, we will pay for the adoption fee for Emmett. We think that he would make a great. And you know what? If you do decide to do that, a listener today, we would love the after story. Call us, let us know how it's going, what you think. You know, I mean, here's an opportunity for you to have a buddy that really needs a home. We do have to take a break. Thank you so much for joining us, Katrina.
Of course, and thank you.
Okay, so make sure when you go to the next radio station, that's what you do, say, Emmett's adoption fee has been paid. And they'll go, oh, yeah. You say, yeah, Carl and Linda.
They're going to love it.
They'll love it.
They will. You know what? Those are good guys over there, even though I've never heard their show.
That's because we're
on the air. Yeah. You know? Okay. Hey, 7:17 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 6 days a week. They just went to the cigar vendor show, and they brought back a selection of cigars, which is always good there. They have the best humidor, probably north of Sacramento for sure, maybe even parts of Sacramento. But RC and Shelley have really bumped it up in there. It's all your tobacco needs at fair prices. And they support so many good causes around here. They've been in business well over 30 years, Tobacco and Brew has. So go down and visit them, take a look at those new cigars, and the newest ones are from my family, and he's going to be on Man Up, the fourth Thursday of this month, where he's going to talk to us about that convention. I've never been to one, but I bet it sounds great. We'll be right back.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced, hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner. Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID card as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Get ready to hit the dance floor and experience American country music band Sawyer Brown at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, September 14th. Sing along to some of your favorite hits like Some Girls Do, The Race Is On, and Thank God For You. Tickets for this event are just $50 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend this event. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dirsch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dirsch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Come back to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday. I'm here with my baby, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. And yes, I have been on assignment. There's been
several
moving parts that have, you know, I have to cancel classes. You know, we've been in and out of, thank you very much, of Crossroads with the vet, with the horses, and people want to hear about it. So I know we're gonna be talking about Commander Gibson, but I want to let you know that we're in this 2 month or 2 week stage of, after having her corrective boots taken off, the doctor Shaw has made an executive decision to remove the boots, which were there because she had the beginning of laminitis on the right side, which they soon found out was that she had a high sugar content, and she had. Anyway, the list goes on. I mean, what do you know? You take it the horse into like the initial. I'm not saying that they were wrong, but they didn't catch that. They caught other things, and so we purchased this horse and decided to take her into our family. Now, this would be the same thing as if you adopted a child or a dog. You know, you have to roll with it once you decide to make that decision. You roll with it. And then you realize that child may have, a bad teeth, or they have to have braces, or they have to have something happens, or an operation. And so, you know, okay, we've made this commitment. We need to ride this out. So that's the same kind of thing. And this portion of the show is brought to you by a financial institution, Cornerstone Community Bank.
I'd like to have, could I have another loan for my horse's feet, please?
Anyway, yeah, Cornerstone Community, three banks in Reading. We also bank with them. East Cypress, California, and Riverside, and they also sponsor for, local and events, and they have, once a month, they bring on some kind of business that they're supporting once a month here, too, on KCNR, and that's always fascinating to see that. It says Oregon there. See, it says Oregon. If I'm reading that, it says they support Oregon. Not organizations. It doesn't say it's organization. It says Oregon. Now, if I was reading a teleprompter, I would read Oregon.
Which is
so they support Oregon donating.
Those news readers got fired out of San Francisco after the plane wreck, and they were putting Chinese names in, but of course they weren't. Okay. Commander James Gibson, as you all know, I've talked about him before. He's my hero. And he was one of my two heroes here.
And Marianne, his wife.
Mary Lou, his wife.
I'm sorry, Mary Lou, who's always been a complete support of us. forgive me for that second name, Mary Lou, if you're listening this morning, our thoughts and prayers are with you.
The his services were yesterday, and a full house at the service. And then because I was working, I couldn't make that. But I was up there at 11 o'clock at IGO, and it was a full. It was just lots of people, as well should be, because this man meant so much to our community. Here he was, a Korean War veteran, commander of one of the logistics ships, wrote this great book. I think there's like 30 books left. And if you're interested in that, give me a call. But it's really a great book. And about his time in the Navy and the submarines and all this. And I mean, I tell you, back when he was young in the submarines, they weren't like they are now. But he was out there with his fellow submariners out in, no, not submariners, they're submariners.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They were out there at all the services where people were interred out at IGO. I mean, and here they are. Late 80s, now in the 90s, they were there for every one of them. And Mary Lou was his
rock
too. And she called me the day it happened, and I was just completely blown away. Anyway, he was laid to rest. It was a beautiful ceremony. Of course, when they fold the flag, the bagpiper was there. His favorite song was played back from, I've never heard it, but it's kind of like a sea shanty almost.
Mm.
And so it was beautiful. And it was a good send off to such a wonderful man.
And when you think of.
Yeah, we love both of those people.
When you think of, can I insert that my thought here about Commander Gibson? Is that when we first moved to Reading, or when Carl first came to Reading, of course, the Patriot Guard riders met him out at the Anderson Outlets. And right away, through Tobacco and Brew, a lot of that group used to have coffee and hang out, like a morning support group, if you will, many of them veterans. And so through the early years of Carl moving to, which was 2008, moving to Reading, Commander Gibson was anything that we attended that had anything to do with veterans. Commander Gibson was at the forefront of leading the organization, representing his arm in the military or his branch in the military. And he was there's, and it's sad to say in a certain sense that the older guys really showed up at these events and were present at fundraisers, were always at a table, always present, and we're kind of wondering what's happening. There is a hole now. Who's going to step in and help out on that? Just kind of like when Micah Turris passed away. I mean, that's a hole in the Marine Corps ball and the Marines as far as people organizing and doing things. You got to step in. So Commander Gibson was just always like at the forefront of supporting veterans.
Let me give you one example. It was a funeral for a young man killed in Iraq, and it was a big service. I was riding with the Patriot Guard riders then, and we made the turn because we were taking him down Lake Boulevard, toward Simpson. Right there on the freeway, there was Commander Gibson and Mary Lou standing there with this really large American flag. And it was just kind of gives you an example. And in uniform, saluting as they went by. Mm-hmm. So it was, and he was, you know, and both of them are such gentle people, such nice people. Okay, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Worst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. He can fix your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. He fixed a really significant chip in my windshield a few weeks ago, and you can't. I mean, you're never gonna be. They're never gonna be invisible.
but it's really difficult to see. And now that windshield's good for another 130,000 miles, that's Jeff Horst. If you aren't sure if you got a chip or a crack in your windshield, take it down to 3208 South Market Street, and Jeff will give you a free inspection and analysis and tell you what he thinks. He's not going to take any chances with your safety or your family's safety. Give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment, or just drop in. We'll be right back. Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. Lord, heaven's above. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Mike Monahan, retired teacher and coach at Enterprise High School. As a coach, my priority was to make each athlete feel they were a valuable part of the team. I expect the same thing from our elected officials, to bring the team together to run our county. Our District 1 supervisor, Kevin Cry, and his ruinous efforts have resulted in numerous department heads leaving our county amidst 220 open positions that jeopardize the safety and health of our community. An effective leader builds a team. Kevin Cry has dismantled it, which is why Kevin Cry must be recalled. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Don't miss the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delight. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby. And the main event, Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena.
So here's to the fair.
Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome to our Friday edition here of Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. Oh gosh, we yesterday joined some friends for lunch Haven't seen them in a long time. One of them lost her home in the fires. In the car fire. Another one lost, you know, we're still talking about the devastation of the after effects of that fire 5 years ago. And we started our lunch with a prayer. And the prayer was for, of course, the people and the land and the heart of Hawaii, and everybody, one lives out in French Gulch and then has not had a phone line because there was a small fire out there, lives off the grid, so it still continues the trauma of what happened 5 years ago, and her husband stayed back and saved a bunch of other neighbors' houses, but there's still this trauma of what it was to go through it. And so here we are, and we see this, so we can have this heart for the people who are walking through and still don't know. Bodies aren't identified. They don't know what they're finding. So the death toll is rising. And not only that, we just...
The 65 this morning, or last night. And this is the...
You live there.
Yeah, but not in Maui. I lived on Oahu. But the it's the like the third most, the third deadliest fire in California. I mean, in the history of the U.S. Of course, number one was right up here in Paradise, and the they Lanai, which is the was at one time the capital of Hawaii. And a major trading port and historical and museums. And if you go to Hawaii, you know, most everything there is built in wood anyway. So Lanai has just been destroyed. I saw a helicopter video that was flying over, and it just, the whole place was destroyed. They were trying to get thousands of tourists out of there. People were caught out there and killed. People were literally escaping the boats. Jumping in the water and
but
swimming
I mean,
out.
We think of the devastation of, you know, the history, the art, the displacement. There's all of a sudden, in a matter of, you know, like 24, 48 hours, poof.
Well,
your restaurant, the things that you're used to doing, your walk, the smells, those things that just make your life, that are your life, your place of worship, your friends, your animals. You know, people lost pets. I mean, we don't even know. I mean, it's still so fresh and in the counting. It just, thousands in West Maui are waiting desperately for help. I mean, I know that the Red Cross will come in and people will come in and it's, you know, how many people, but, you know, we say our prayers because there's positivity in prayers and light and what you can do in order to collectively give your light and love to this devastation.
According to a congressional report, one of the things that made it even worse in Hawaii was this. They were on the outskirts of a hurricane that was out in the Pacific there, and they had winds of 70 miles an hour that were fanning it. And this became the second most deadly fire now in American history. Everything below that was like... 32, 29, and they had 29 people killed in 1933 in the Griffith Park fire. So be careful out there with your matches, and almost all of them were human caused. They're trying to figure out, they can't figure out yet what caused the initial flames. But 98% of the past fires in Hawaii have been human caused. So, but they don't know.
Well, the toll is changing because we heard 65, but according to the latest, it's 53, and then one says 55. So we just know that any amount, one, is too many. So it's just catastrophic. And it's been, you know, the scorching of Maui for 3 days, and I'm not sure yet – if they have the wildfire completely contained.
Okay, let's move on to your favorite subject.
Well, it's not my favorite subject, but I will tell you that I don't know about you, our listeners here. When was the last time you took a driver's written test when you go renew your license?
Wait a minute. I will give $25 in bear bucks, $25 to somebody that will tell me how far away from a curve you should toot your horn, honk your horn.
In the mountains.
100, 200, or 300 feet. Okay?
Okay, so
$25 to the first person who calls us and tells us how far you must be when you're traveling in the mountains when you come to a curve that you must honk your horn. 100, 200, or 300 feet, 605-4567, because that's one of the questions.
Well, and here's the other thing, is that I would highly recommend, because I went in to renew my California ID. All right, you're going to put me to the test. You've got to read it.
I know what the answer is.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. So let's take that call. I think you need to pick up the handbook or go online, because I don't know if it's been 30 years since I've taken my written test or how long it's been. But I had to do the eye test, and even though I got the California ID, and here's the deal. I had two licenses. I had the B4 and then the California ID, so I carried around two licenses, and I put one in this, pocket of this purse when I changed it out, and I just didn't check as long as I had a license. Well, the one that I was carrying around was not the California ID. I mean, when I'm traveling, I definitely have the California ID, so the last time I must have had that was in September somewhere. I know it's in the house. So it could be like stacked with the credit cards that I stick in a drawer kind of thing. But anyway, I thought that I was expired. So I went in. Oh, you have it till next year. All right. Well, while I'm here, I might as well take the test. I don't want to go through this again. So I took the picture, paid the $41. And then you have three tries to take the test. I got the manual booklet. Didn't expect that I was going to have to take the test, by the way. And I read through it quickly because I had an appointment. I was on my way to, so I sat down and I thought, oh, I've got this. Well, no, you get three tries. I missed the first one. I don't know how many questions, but I got to go back now and I get a chance for two more. But I would encourage you, because of children's safety seats, roundabouts, hydroplaning, like, for instance, on a wet road, if they ask you questions like, on a wet road, reduce your speed.
Nick called 400 feet wrong. Second caller, 300 feet wrong.
Are you sure?
The caller's name. Did you get the caller's name?
For the second one.
For the second one?
He's still on the line.
He's still on the line.
Okay, wait.
Okay.
You asked me this. No,
would you like me to put them on
the
air?
Yeah, put him on the air.
Okay.
So, good morning.
1 second, please.
Okay. Hello, are you on? Good morning. Are you putting him on?
She's asking him, do you want to go on?
Okay. So, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Oh,
yes.
It's Bill.
Oh, hi. Okay, now. You say it's 300 feet.
Right.
That's wrong.
Okay, if you're driving on a narrow mountain road, you must drive as much as reasonable possible to the right and sound your horn if you can't see more than 200 feet in front of you.
But I tell you what, Bill, you called, and you were close. So come on down and get your $25 in beer bucks, okay?
I'm telling you, I missed that one. Thanks, Bill. We'll have that. Bill, we'll
no,
have
but
your
thanks
name
for
done.
Calling in. And Nick, you were way off.
Yeah.
Nick was saying 4,000 feet. I'm not sure.
All right. So there's.
So come on down. We'll have your name, Bill, with $25 worth of bear bucks.
Plus, there's all these new signs.
Thank you.
You know, there's all kinds of new, like, you know, the divided highway, the yield and certain things, but you know, they do tell you some things.
It's got the LGBTQ sign too. You didn't talk about that.
Did you just want to stop me and mainstream in the middle of what I was saying?
There's a little sign there.
Did you know that horse-drawn vehicles and people riding horses or other animals are allowed to share the road with motor vehicles?
Yes.
It is against the law to intentionally scare horses or livestock.
You can't go by fast and you can't honk.
Do not honk at cows.
Well.
On the street.
Cows.
I don't care. That's what it says. If you see a sign with a picture of an animal, watch for animals on or near the road. If you see animals or livestock near the road, slow down or stop and proceed when it's safe.
So what Linda's saying is, if you think you can just go down there and know things like yields and, you know, speed limits, how fast you drive and all that, no. It's got, they have these esoteric questions in there to make sure that they can actually run your life.
And the other thing is quickly, is that, you know, there's certain things like LSV. An NEV. These are new signs, and I mean, electric vehicles were not 30 years ago when I was taking my driver's lesson. There wasn't these rules with how tall kids should be in the front or the back, how old, also alcohol content for the driver, the passenger, and anybody traveling in the car.
Let's go to the phones. Nick.
Hey, good morning. Hey, listen, I wanted to tell all your listeners that we need to pray for Dolores Lucero. We all know who Dolores was. She was at the Shasta County Board of Education meeting Wednesday, and after the meeting, she was attacked in the parking lot. Now, Dolores is already, you know, maybe considered a little physically disabled because of a work accident she had a year and a half, 2 years ago. And now she is suffering bad headaches and maybe slight paralysis in her neck. And that's about all I know, is that she was unnecessarily attacked.
She was attacked? Like,
she was attacked, physically attacked. And I don't know all the specifics. I don't think somebody beat her with a baseball bat. But when you're already disabled a little bit, just, you know, maybe just a half a hit or something like that can push you over the edge when you have, you know, neck problems.
Well, that's a shame. Here we go again into, you know, into physical confrontations because people don't agree with each other. And anyway, thanks a lot, Nick. Yeah, thoughts and prayers for
Dolores. One more thing. I had mentioned here not too long ago, I don't know if it was on your show or my show, Poke the Hornet's Nest, that I was trying to arrange a cage match down at Wind River with Dolores and Richard Gallardo, and I think we're going to have to call that off.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by
Four Winds Jewelry, our friends at 2225 Hilltop Drive. For all your jewelry needs, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That's Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The first of the lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses in stock. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Kelsey with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke and Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Yes, that is our Friday mantra.
Yes. We made it to Friday. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, the 11th of August, 7:51 in the morning. 65 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, where I'm heading today. That's right. It's on the corners of Mark and Eureka Way. They've owned that corner for about 100 years. They've been a member of the Reading Chamber of Commerce for like 93 years. Think about that. You can go in and you get your car or truck comes out looking absolutely spotless there. It's a great place. You come out of the tunnel, somebody pleasant there is with a fluffy towel wiping your car off, your vehicle off. Really good people down there. Great car wash. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Okay, we're going to try this again. $25 Black Bear Diner Bucks to the person who gets this right. And this is for my alley drivers.
Okay, well, I've got a couple questions. First, $25 will go to what is the proper speed in an alley. Now, an alley is a road no wider than 25 feet that is used to access the rear or side entrance of a building.
Okay, $25.
What's the speed limit?
Yeah, we're not going to give any hints on that. It's $25, 605-4567. Bill, you can't call again. But, Nick, you can't.
And there's a whole thing about your child restraint system. I mean, we're from the school like, oh, you got your kids. Throw them in the back seat or throw them. No, 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 no. Here are the rules. Children who are under 2 years old and under 40 pounds. You may have somebody who's, you know, a small child and under 3 feet, 4 inches secure in rear facing child passenger restraint system. Children who are 8 years old, under 8 years old, who are less than 4 feet tall and 9 inches tall, okay, so I guess you're measuring all the time, secure in a child passenger restraint system in a rear seat. In some cases, children under 8 years old may ride in the front seat of a vehicle in federally approved child passenger restraint system.
Okay, can we sit down on that one now? Have we said enough? Oh, has anybody called in with the answer? Oh, they have. Was that Terry? No. Somebody else called in. Let's put them on the air. Good morning. Do you know? Hello?
Oh, hi, Carl. This is Terry.
Yeah, Terry.
Well, wait a minute. How many people do we have on?
Well, I'm only one person.
Okay, there we go.
We got two
Who
people.
Is this?
Marvin.
Marvin!
Marvin, what is the speed limit in
an alley?
An alley.
I don't know, but I'll guess 15.
There you go. You got it. I mean, I'm just encouraging everybody.
Yeah.
If you have to take a driver's test with 25 questions, and then they kind of like mix them up. There are a lot of numbers in there with How much should you decrease your speed in the snow? How much should you decrease your speed in the rain? They're all different.
There's a delay.
But okay, Marvin. There is a delay. It's a 7-second delay because that prevents people from saying nasty things that gets out on the air.
Oh,
anyway, you've won $25 Black Bear Diner Bucks. So come on down to 1326. These are good all the way through December. So just come on down and pick them up. All right.
I certainly will. Thank you, Carl.
Well, thank you, buddy.
Love your show.
Thank you.
And
thank
finally,
you. We so much appreciate our listeners. Can we get
off
this?
No, I have
this?
One more thing because I think we're just confused of how you could be pulled over, and I think people are on their way pretty soon to go back to school, and kids with phones. This is the law. Minors and cell phones. It's against the law for a minor to use a cell phone or electronic wireless device to answer calls or send or respond to text messages while driving. Exception. Minors may use a cell phone to make a call for emergency assistance.
Well, that's what I tried to tell the policeman the other day. It was an emergency. And he goes, "What's the emergency?" And I went, I didn't think fast enough. You know? And I was really, it wasn't. Now, this was years ago, and he was so polite. It was almost like, "Hey, it's okay. It's okay. Just give me the ticket." I mean, young policeman on traffic duty. "Sir, you were on your phone." "Well, yeah, the VA called me. Do you know how hard it is to get to the VA?" "Oh, thank you for your service, sir.
Was that some time ago, or is this another?
Like a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
This was after your first traffic camera stop.
My red light.
And in between the other two.
Okay. Zap it in there, buddy. You got to just be like, we talk about what it is to be brother, sister, even though we're husband, wife. Zap it in there, buddy, because you are talking on your phone. It
cost me $125.
Well, were you guilty?
Terry, good morning.
Guilty? Terry, good morning. Good morning, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, we're here.
Okay, well, I'm glad. Because you're there and I'm here, then we're all here, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we have a program this Sunday talking about emergencies. We have Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor Chris Kellstrom, coming in, and there's been talks about opening the floor of the jail. And also what's going on with the jail, and there's been some they're really pursuing that with all eight cylinders, and we're going to be talking about that Sunday morning at 9 o'clock on Jefferson State of Mind, and if you can't catch it there, you can catch it on the archive on KCNR1460.com.
Okay, and let me add on to that.
Sure.
Tuesday, the sheriff is getting ready to reveal his plan. I talked to him the other day, and Wednesday he's going to be on our show, so we can discuss what that plan is.
How fun, because we can have a prelude to that, can't we?
Yeah, so then also I've invited Tim Garman and Chris Kellstrom on, and, well, yeah, I don't think I've sent the email to Chris, but I talked to him the other day, having him on. So we want to try and, we need to really focus in on this jail.
Yeah, and that's why we're doing the program Sunday. So Chris is going to give a lot of information.
Good.
And, he's going to tell us as much as he can. And we really need to get the jail going, get those floors opened up and, why that hasn't been done. And it's going to be very informative.
What?
So it'll be a really good prequel to what you do during the week next week.
Okay, good. Thanks a lot, Tara.
You bet.
Okay, we have a lot of information. Yeah, people may not agree with Terry Raposa or Mark or any of those, but there's a lot of good information that flows from Nick's show, and Kevin Cry has a show on every other Sunday. He's a supervisor. But they have a lot of good information on that rolls through there. Like I said, you don't have to agree with people's political views to listen, and you may learn something.
I think it's important to know how all people think.
It is. It is important. You have to. I was just getting ready to say my thing here. It has nothing to do with the DMV. Is it okay? Remember I talked to you about...
Slide it in there. Remember you're talking about what?
I was talking about how the Biden administration had taken away the funding for archery and hunter safety programs.
Mm-hmm.
From the Department of Education, mm-hmm. and this has caused a stir, a bipartisan stir, not just Republicans, but Democrats are in there too, and they are unveiling legislation to introduce the Protecting Hunting and Archery in Schools Act. Now, what this does is it took away all the money for archery programs and hunter safety programs and small bore shooting programs, which impacted millions of students. And when they passed this other legislation, it had nothing to do with that. But this is what the Biden administration has done. Thank you again, Joe, telling us what kind of cars we can drive, telling us what kind of stoves we can cook on, telling us now that our kids who are in school-sponsored sports can't do it. Thank you, Mr. Biden. We'll be right back with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law.
Judge agreeing to less restrictive rules than those that had been sought by prosecutors regarding the public disclosure of government evidence in the case. 55 and counting, the death toll from catastrophic wildfires in Hawaii continues to climb. Maui's been devastated by the fires that wiped out the town of Lahaina. That's where Tiffany Kidder Wynn owns a business. She went back to see what might be left and says initially it didn't seem so bad.
As I walked, so it started getting worse, power lines down, and then started to see smoke. And, I mean, there was smoke everywhere, but it was getting thicker, and cars burned, and apartment complexes burned. And the further we got on the front street, the more devastating it was, just everything leveled.
President Biden has approved a disaster declaration. Hawaii's Governor Josh Green says the search and rescue operations are ongoing. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia saying that he is thinking about leaving the Democrat Party.
Manchin told a West Virginia radio program he's thinking seriously about making the switch to independent before the 2024 election. He still won't say whether he plans to run for a fourth Senate term or even make a third party bid for the White House. Manchin told the program, I haven't made any decisions whatsoever on any of my political direction. I want to make sure that my voice is truly an independent voice.
Correspondent Bob Agnew. The Illinois Supreme Court upholding the state's ban on the sale or possession of certain types of semi-automatic weapons. A lawsuit filed by gun owners that argued the ban runs afoul of the Second Amendment. Checking Wall Street, the Dow 93 points higher, the Nasdaq down 66 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Tensions are escalating between Niger's new military regime and the West African regional bloc that's ordered troops deployed to restore Niger's flailing democracy.
ECOWAS says it had directed a standby force to restore constitutional order in Niger after its Sunday deadline to reinstate ousted President Mohamed Bazoum expired. The announcement came hours after two Western officials had told the Associated Press that Niger's junta had said they would kill Bazoum if neighboring countries attempted any kind of military intervention. It's unclear when or where this force will deploy and which countries would contribute to it. It would likely comprise some 5,000 troops, mostly led by Nigeria, and could be ready within weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The British economy grew unexpectedly in the second quarter of the year, largely the result of a strong rebound in June. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Already living in a refugee camp, hundreds of families have been displaced by days of fighting in a resettlement camp in Lebanon.
A UN official says it has also destroyed up to 400 houses and left half the camp still off limits and considered a hot area. Dorothy Klaus, director of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees in Lebanon, said Thursday she was able to visit part of the Ain El Hilweh camp for the first time earlier this week and met with traumatized children and women, some of whose hair turned white during the hostilities. The fighting between members of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah group and militants of Islamic groups left 13 people dead and dozens wounded. Keith Peters reporting.
It's the latest readout on inflation. The producer price index, measure of inflation before it hits consumers in the pocketbook, rose 0.8% year over year last month, sharpest rise since January. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 11th of August, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
She's keeping track of everybody that's calling in and winning things.
Yeah,
so
we do.
Away
we have
$50 worth of Black Bear Diner tickets.
All
today.
Over the new laws that maybe there's, I don't know how many new laws, but they're new for me because I took my driver's license test where before you were on computer.
The written test.
I mean, the written test. There's 25 questions. I missed the first. You get three tries. I missed the first time, so I was embarrassed, left with my tail between my legs, took the thing. I thought, I know all that. No, there's a bunch of new rules. Roundabout, like the horn thing, but around the mountain.
And the positive thing about this, it's a cute little tail.
Yeah. And so, anyway, I've just been living with my books. I'm not going to. So I have two more tries. I'm going to go today.
So this is my evening, is I quiz her.
Yes,
on
you have
things.
To quiz me.
I quiz her on things.
So
okay.
That's been fun
enough
this morning.
That.
All
enough
right.
Enough
anyway, so today will be about 97 degrees overnight. It was at 70. And tomorrow is going to be, it's going to be a hot day with 103. We're going into the triple digits once again. Sunday, 107. And overnight lows, mostly clear skies throughout this whole week. Sunday night looks like it's around 76 degrees. And mostly clear again. Monday, partly cloudy with overnight low, with their highs of 105 and overnight lows 76. Tuesday, now we're getting up into the 107 and Wednesday 107. So, it's time to put your shades back up and, you know, watch out once again. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends down in Anderson, where it's a veteran-owned business, locally owned and operated, 365-3793.
There you go. Since it's the second Friday of the month, we have our friends, Patrick Gorman and Jill.
From Gorman at Law.
Gorman
Happy
at
Friday,
Law.
Happy Friday, everybody.
At Law.
Gorman at Law.
Gorman, to be a sole proprietor as a lawyer, you have to have your name in it, so it's just Gorman Law. And then once you become like a corporation or an LLC or something like that, you can change it up. But for some reason, if you're going to be a sole proprietor as a lawyer, you have to have your name in the firm name.
Well,
okay, so it can't be like Patrick. Can you put nicknames in there? You know,
no, I think it has to have your last name.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can't put like Patrick. I'm going to win. Or else Gorman?
Yeah, it can't be like
that. Can't do that.
I mean, that's...
What was the one from Better Call Saul?
Saul Goodman, yeah.
Yeah, Better Call Saul.
People, a lot of my clients really love that show.
Yeah, we love that show.
How can you not love a show where he is just... I tell you why.
And watch the end of Breaking Bad.
This is why you can't love the show. If you're on the other side of that, then you're thinking... Oh my God! There's lawyers out there that will do that to you. So anyway,
quite a few. So one thing I do want to just clarify is, if you do like a consultation with a lawyer, you do not have to give them a dollar for confidentiality. It's confidential whether you give them a dollar or not. So you don't have to.
How many times have I seen that in a TV show or movie? Give me a dollar. Yeah. Okay, now you're my client. Yeah. Now it's confidential.
Consultations are confidential. The only time a lawyer has to talk about what happened is if they jointly, like, conspired to commit a crime with you.
So here's a question I have, and because you there's a specific law that you practice, but in general, when people are thinking about getting representation, when they make a call to attorney not like yourself, because you say that, you know, you take a call, you sit down with somebody, they don't start, they don't, it doesn't cost them anything.
Correct.
Okay. But for some other practicing attorneys, once you make a call and start asking questions, you're on the clock.
Sort of. Usually they have to let you know ahead of time if there's a consultation cost. Immigration lawyers always will charge you like $150 for an hour consultation, things like that. But it just depends on what area, the type of attorney. Some people don't charge, but they're very brief and vague. They listen to it. They give you very broad outlines and say, if you want to hire me, the retainer is like $10,000 or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in workers' comp, I don't believe we're not allowed to charge cash for like consultations, for legal services and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's statutorily prohibited. It's very touchy. And also it's the individual lawyer. Some lawyers do free consultations. They're getting started up. They want to grow their business. Some lawyers, for example, if you were going to talk to a tax attorney, he's probably going to charge you up front, right? He's going to charge you for the consultation hourly, things like that. But it'll probably be a lower rate than what you would pay him hourly once you hired them.
You know, I'm thinking about doing that. When people call me for advice and stuff, I think about
putting on a lawyer. You can charge him whatever.
I can charge him anything I want. Say, well, what do you think about that, Carl? And I will sit there for a minute knowing that's another $50.
No,
thinking about it.
You have to draft it in a 7-page letter and charge him for like 4 hours.
Oh.
That's what lawyers do.
You could become a professional consultant, which mm-hmm. a lot of people do. I mean, we have some friends that have been doctors, and now they're flying around consulting to other hospitals and their practices and so on and so forth. And so there's a consulting fee. And so are you asking me as a friend, or would you like me to consult you? I mean, when you think about when people come in, there's a lot of people come in that will come in to the station and sit with Carl for an hour and a half and talk about things. And I'm like, are you consulting, or are you being a friend?
I'm being a friend. I would never charge anybody for talking to me at all, unless it was some kind of a plan that they wanted to do that I could get in trouble. Then I got to get some money out of it. Well, okay.
That's conspiracy. That's RICO, man. You don't want money.
It's RICO.
Yeah, you don't want money.
Hey, this thing... You understand RICO, right?
A little bit. Yeah, I actually read a lot about it recently.
Yeah, because here's Georgia is getting ready to charge President Trump with, and it could be under RICO, because they're saying it could be in a couple of states. But RICO, I know it's racketeering is the R.
Yeah.
And they were using it for gangsters, but then and biker gangs.
They used it really for corporations, too. So corporations that commit multiple acts, criminal acts, over, separated in time for personal gain or for, you know, financial gain, can be charged under RICO. There's some, I think Enron might have even been hit with a RICO. There's some, so like actually it's all over Wikipedia if you look at it. It was for, you know, the gangsters, right? It was because you couldn't get them for the drug sales. You couldn't get them for the gambling, right? They were too far removed, but you can get them for a pattern of a business whose not primary purpose, but a large purpose of their business was to commit criminal acts. And it doesn't have to be, the murder. It doesn't have to be money laundering. But I think with Georgia, I think they're trying to claim there's like wire fraud, things like that, right?
They covered a number of different states and all this.
Yeah.
You know what? The only thing that'll do is just push them over the top for the presidential nomination. I mean, the thing that interests me on that is a lot of independents and even some Democrats see this as a political, this political prosecution is to keep him out of it.
My point is, if you're going to charge a politician for doing dirty stuff, then charge them all.
Charge them all.
When you're being selective, that's what makes it partisan.
And that's one of his defenses, is selective prosecution.
I mean, if you were to investigate a lot of people, I mean, I don't know about all, but a lot of people in the House and the Senate and the executive branch, I mean, we're not even getting into the, like, political appointees at these various agencies, right? And you start looking at the gifts they receive, the 0% loans they receive, things like that. You could probably put, you know, a large chunk of them in jail.
Or at least make their lives real uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, I think
and they can't even pass laws to protect us from their wrongdoings.
No, but they pass law to protect themselves from their own wrongdoings, right? They exempt themselves from insider trading. They have their own insurance plans, you know, all that.
I'm just holding my face because I'm going to run over and take some ibuprofen here right after this break. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Young couple that owned this store and opened up the one in Reading, they just did so well they had to build a much bigger facility. So they went to Anderson. And they opened up their facility at 2540 Gateway Drive. They have all your Kubota needs from small to large. They can show you how to use it. As I've told you, you know, countless times, you're tired of hearing it. They show me how to use a backhoe. So I'm going to come over to the Garmin's house, ranch farm, and I'm going to dig holes for them for free.
Practice holes.
But then I'm going to charge you to fill them up. See, that's what a consultant does. But, no, they've got it all there. They're really good people. They support Toys for Tots and so many other great causes. Anything you need for that equipment, go to NorCal Tractor and Equipment and give them a call, 530-221-6800. We'll be right back.
So.
Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke and Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sand, sands, gravel, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center just won two awards for their cardiac care and their early care when people come into the emergency room if with heart problems. They are one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. Their new program bringing in all the residents. The types of programs they have here, where you used to have to go to a three-hour drive to Davis for like the TAVR valve replacement, done right here, and they've done hundreds of those. They're the only hospital around here with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. They're getting the highest grades from the Leapfrog organization. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. And we are here in the Gorman Law Hour.
Absolutely, with Jill and Patrick Gorman. And at the break, we were talking about updating information that people with new workman's comp, people who own businesses, can you share with our listeners?
Yes, please. And obviously, anybody who has questions can always call my office. I mean, I represent injured workers, but I, you know, worked for the other side a long time, and I know that there's some kind of consultation we could deal with that. That one probably wouldn't be free, but give me a call. So there's a change in the law now for people who are licensed contractors, whether they have employees or not. Generally, under workers' comp, if you're a sole proprietor, like let's say you're a licensed concrete guy or a licensed HVAC guy, and you don't have employees, you did not have to have workers' comp insurance. You had general liability, maybe some other stuff, but you did not have to have workers' comp. You didn't carry it, or you only carried it for your employees and you weren't covered. So as of July 1st, if you are a licensed contractor in concrete, HVAC, asbestos abatement, or tree services, you have to carry workers' compensation for yourself. And that's effective immediately. And then I think by 2025, every licensed contractor is going to have to carry a workers' compensation policy for themselves, whether they have employees or not. There's a lot of products out there. You guys are going to have to price these into your estimates, obviously. But, you know, there's various products out there where, you know, you don't have to go to State Fund and buy a policy for every day of your life, right? Not while you're driving to work, that kind of thing. Just when you're on job. So they have, you know, site-specific policies. They have employer owner-controlled insurance policies. They have captives, things like that. But, yeah, if you want, you can give me a call and set up a time to talk to me at 530-262-2168. This is any licensed contractor. If you're not a licensed contractor and you're doing this stuff, then, you know, you got other problems to deal with there, you know, because you're not allowed to really do that stuff without a contractor's license. But if you're on the up and up, you're going to need to carry workers' comp policy as of last month. So give me a call, 530-262-2168. We'll set up a time, go over everything, and I can probably direct you to some brokers, let you know what the different products are and things like that.
Well, okay, so we talk about how just getting services done is costing so much. So Like, for instance, I wonder if you are a, I know this is going to sound weird because it's in the beauty, in the industry. If you're renting a space at a hair salon, mm-hmm. which means now you have your own license, are you, I wonder, if is that in effect now, or
not,
will you have
not
to
Not yet. These are for licensed contractors in the trades, right? These are for
In the trades.
In the trades, right.
Okay.
So these are people who are licensed through the state contracting board. So it'd be, any licensed contractor, licensed contractor for certain constructions. And, there's so many different products we could talk about it. Nobody's gonna have to go and buy a comp policy for every day. You can get comp policies for each job. You can have the general pull you under their policy. You can get a site-specific policy that only covers each site. And there's ways to do it where it is cost-effective.
Okay.
And there's ways to deal with it. So you don't have to go. A lot of these guys are just going to call State Fund, and they're going to pay a fortune. But you don't have to do that. There's other ways to deal with this.
So give you a call.
Yeah, give me a call. I'll direct you guys. I mean, look, if you call for 20 minutes, I'm not going to send you a bill. I mean, obviously, we would talk if you needed more information, things like that. Like, maybe you could set up a longer time. But for general information, just give me a call. I won't send you a bill.
530-262-2168.
Yeah, so set up a call. It might be a week or two out. Don't freak out. You guys do have a grace period. I didn't think until September 30th or something like that. And you can get coverage retroactively. But if you go out on the open market yourself, you're going to wind up overpaying.
Well, that's, there's a lot of people who work for the state and work for the county and work in driving at this particular time to listen to our morning show that probably do side businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. I mean, this is another change that can happen that you're not even caught up with.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, California is moving towards every single person who does any work at any time being covered under workers' comp, right? I mean, I think that's what they're – because if they're not, they wind up falling to the taxpayers. They wind up being on Medi-Cal, so state disability, things like that, right? They wind up falling – if they're injured and they are injured so badly that, they have to be off work, it winds up coming out of the taxpayer money.
But the owner of the company doesn't have to have.
If you're a licensed contractor.
If you're a licensed contractor,
yes.
But for people in small
You guys don't have to worry about it.
We don't worry about
I don't
it.
Have to worry
Restaurants,
about it.
You don't.
Well, for now, we'll see. I mean, right now it's moving to, so right now it is just concrete, tree mm-hmm. services, oh. HVAC, and asbestos abatement. But it, within 2 years, it's going to be all of them.
Wow.
But it's just in the trades now. Those injuries typically are pretty bad.
But yeah, you're right. When they took down the tree in our backyard, this guy was in a harness up in the air. I mean, I'm just looking at this thinking, wow, that guy could get hurt quick.
Well, and there's other costs, too. I mean, once you're insured, you have to worry about site inspections. If you violate OSHA, you do have to start being more mindful of safety OSHA regulations because – if you don't have employees, you don't really have to worry about OSHA. But if you have work comp insurance, you do.
Do you ever see those photos of why women live longer than men?
Yeah.
And guys are on this on a ladder that's on a forklift and that's up, like 50 feet in the air, and they're trying to saw something, and the other guy's on the bottom just looking at them. I mean, why women live longer than men? Yeah, well, there's a reason there, guys. we had a guy that did our trees, trimmed the ones in the back, for the view there. I drove around to see, what he was doing. He had his, stepladder in his truck up against a tree.
Oh, yeah.
And I was looking at that going, whoa, Brandon.
Make sure he's insured, right?
Yeah. He knew what he was doing. I mean, he got it all done. So, but yeah, when you see things like that. Okay, we're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman from Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law. We're getting ready to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm trying to get through this, guys. I really am.
Carl has a...
Let's just yank it out right now.
I don't even want to talk about it, but I have a fractured tooth, and I'm getting it worked on Tuesday, but right now it feels like somebody's got an ice pick in my mouth. Cypress Square Barbershop, and that's way too much information. You don't really care about that.
We're going to name the cadaver bone they put in.
Oh, then they're going to put a cadaver bone.
Yeah, we're going to name it.
You know,
how's Charlie doing in there?
Find out who it's from.
I'm going to probably get, you know, like a serial killer's bone or something just, like that.
Like, hey, can I get like, you know, somebody from a famous person?
Gonna have, exactly. Good bone. You know? Have conversations at night. That guitar coming from the cadaver bone
from the band that just died. Can I have part of his bone?
Oh because my God, we could do a whole story on this. Trust me, my imagination will do a whole like sidebar that'll go on for like another show. Sorry, Carl.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I don't have to worry about it. We don't talk cadaver bones there. We don't talk things like that. We just have a good time. It's a great place to get your haircut. It's the only place I've had my haircut in 15 years. Never had a bad haircut. It's a locally owned, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 530-244-9478. They work by appointments, and that really works out on my schedule because I never know where I'm going. But I give them a call, and they said, can you come in at 10? Yes. And I zip down there and to get my haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's Man's Last Stronghold. We'll be right back, I hope. Crawling back to you.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel while set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show here on Friday. How are you doing? It's going to be a fantastic weekend, but really today we are under triple digit weather temperatures. We're at 97 today. That's our high. Overnight lows of 70. Beautiful nights, you know. Now Saturday, 103 as we progress, 107 on Sunday, and Monday, 105, and Tuesday, 107. So we've got some partly cloudy skies, but the temperatures are high again, so be careful. And the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And we're here this morning with Patrick and Jill Gorman. And the beautiful thing is that, you know, it's always nice when somebody really knows the law. They're passionate about it. You know, we all have specialties, but it's almost like when you go to a GP and they kind of, they know parts of the body and they've studied anatomy and they know certain things and they know how meds work and that kind of thing. And we're the laymans and we don't understand. I mean, we know the neck bone's connected to the head bone and all that stuff, but we don't
because
know.
Because of that song.
Yeah, exactly.
What is the head bone exactly?
Skull. Yeah, your skull.
Hey, can I make an announcement? Can I make an announcement here? As you know, there was a recall attempt for the Gateway school board for two of their members. That has ended. They've ended it. They have 10 days left to finish up their signatures, but the recall group has backed off on it. And said they're going to use their money to elect somebody. Okay. So probably didn't have enough signatures and all that.
Signatures are expensive if you hire one of those groups. I think they charge you like $3 to $9 a signature.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of money. But anyway, so they've stopped the recall against Lindsay and Elias Haynes. Just so it just broke today. Okay. So where do you want to go?
I did want to talk about something that comes up very frequently as far as workers' comp. So when people, you know, you read the news and you hear about somebody getting burnt by coffee and getting like a $15 million settlement. So when I'm dealing with clients in workers' comp, it's such a different system. And at the end, they're being offered like, you know, $20,000, $40,000, $70,000, $100,000. And they feel like that's what their settlement is. But it's different. So, like, if you get in a car accident, for example, let's say the policy limits are $300,000. You're off work for a year and you get paid by EDD. You go to a bunch to the doctor, Medi-Cal pays for a bunch of treatment. And you have a $300,000 settlement. And what happens is EDD takes what they've paid you. Medi-Cal takes what they've paid. And your attorney takes 35% plus costs. And you wind up with, like, you know, sometimes $5,000 or $10,000 out of the $300,000. And that's just how it works. So in workers' comp, somebody gets paid for up to 2 years up front for not working. That's part of their case. All their medical bills are paid. And then they get a permanent disability award. So at the end of the case, they're getting their permanent disability award, and sometimes they're settling out future medical. So I get clients all the time who are like, what about my pain? Like, $70,000 is not enough. And I'm like, listen, here's what's been paid, $250,000. This is just the remaining $70,000 that you're getting. And so people have a hard time kind of understanding that, you know, when you read about these settlements on the news, like the woman who got burnt by the cup of coffee, for example, when we were much younger in the 90s, it was a $15 million settlement. It got knocked down to five. I think she walked away with $30,000 when everything was said and done. She had massive medical bills. She had to do skin grafts and all kinds of stuff. She had nerve damage. I mean, her burns were horrific. And
this is because of the plastic top of, I think it was McDonald's, wasn't
so
it?
What they were able to prove is that McDonald's made their coffee hotter than they should have to use less coffee beans.
Ooh.
I was wondering about that. You know, I mean, they extend coffee.
So the amount of money they profited from this decision was more in one day than what her original judgment was. Mm. But it was in Arizona, so they knocked the settlement down.
Think about the discovery group on that item.
The expert, I mean, yeah, the expert. So they had to go in and go through the forensic stuff.
They just had one in Florida where the little girl had a chicken McNugget or a chicken nugget fall out and fall on her leg and burn her.
Aww.
And so I'm sure it's that same kind of thing. And they were that didn't get to court. They were trying to settle that, but they were suing for that. It's like the coffee thing. I did not realize the background behind it because you never read that.
I read it in law school. That's the first time I heard about it, too.
You think you spilled coffee on yourself. You expect it to be hot, you know, blah, blah, blah. But not that they had superheated it to save the cost of coffee beans.
It rendered her genitalia useless for the rest of her life. It was not just a burn on her leg.
But she was like 80, wasn't
she? No, I think she was in her 60s, but I mean, they had to do skin grafts.
Yes.
They had to do laser treatment. I mean, she can't urinate. I mean, it was a
she
really
couldn't urinate.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it
see,
was very
you
hot.
Never see that.
You never hear that.
No. Oh, look, these people are suing because of a hot cup of coffee. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, it's because it totally took out her hoo hoo, and they had done it on purpose to superheat.
And the majority of that money went to the medical bills.
Oh yeah.
I mean, almost all, most of it. Anything the lawyer didn't take, almost everything else went to the lawyers, and then the expert witnesses to do the forensics to show. You know, back in the days, companies were very good about keeping records, even if they made the wrong decision. Like the Ford Pinto case, they had documentation saying, hey, yeah, people are going to die, but we'll make more money if we put in this gasket. They don't do that anymore. They don't document it.
That's Tim Scarborough rolling in here to he's got a show he's going to record.
Pre-record. Oh,
because
hey, Tim, buddy.
We have five producers, none of which are able to be here tonight. So he's coming in. He's doing us a big favor. And we've got two producers in here this morning to produce this for him.
It's going to be a collaboration.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Vacation time. People are.
Well, we got people down in Bonneville Flats. We have people doing gigs at night. We have people that actually have a life. You know, we have others. His wife surprised him. They're taking him over to Humboldt for his birthday. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody, you know, it just. That's the way it just happened today. And Tim was really great about saying, yeah, I can come in. So big shout out to Tim and his great Friday show. If you haven't listened to his show, you got to do that. We're State Outdoors. I mean, all types of things in there. Okay, let's go back to the law. When you got into what really got you into being a lawyer? I mean, you're an Army veteran. You were in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And then I know that law enforcement isn't easy. And
no, I don't have the temperament for it. I don't.
Are a pugnacious guy. Yeah. And I don't mean that in a bad sense. When I tell people about you, I say, I use that word, is that you're going to fight for them. Yeah. And I've seen you in
scrappy.
Action.
You're
definitely scrappy. Scrappy is
I
a
want
better
you on my
word.
Side.
Oh, Carl, I was in the old Army. I've been in the broom closet a few times.
Oh, yeah.
I only
came
out injured one time.
You know? Yeah, okay.
That's the old Army, right? That's the old military when, you know, you handled your differences and you never talked about it again.
Nobody says a word. You step outside the barracks and you solve it right there.
Don't mess it up because if the CO asks about it, then, you know, that's – but, no, I I'm scrappy. But
there's nothing wrong with that. You want a scrappy lawyer.
But – there's a difference between, so I had good mentorship. Being scrappy and starting fires that don't need to be started harm your client.
Okay.
And there's plenty of attorneys that just start crap, right? You pick your battles and you handle it in a way where, you ratchet it up as you need. You know, it's kind of like kicking somebody when they're on the ground, right? Once they're done, right?
Right.
You help them up, you figure it out, right? You don't just like beat
somebody
up. Once
the fight is over, you know, at one time in Okinawa, we had a black Marine and a white Marine who were been through boot camp together with closest friends, and they got into a fight over a bar girl. They'd been drinking. They got in a fight. You cannot believe the paperwork that came down from that because it was a black Marine fighting a white Marine. Human relations is coming. I mean, everybody was coming in on this, and they were both – all their statements was this. We'd been drinking. It was stupid. We got in a fight. Nobody got put in a hospital, but, you know, there was a fight. And they were still best friends. But the outside influences were there.
Well, and they're worried about the command influence making them say that to cover it up. And stuff.
Well, but they, you know, never went any further than that. But it was just kind of like, it's two Marines fighting. My God. You know, it's like the guy said, I didn't realize you could get in trouble in the Marine Corps for fighting.
So... long story short, so I went through the academy. I was in backgrounds. I was working, for a college. I had a non-sworn position. I was in backgrounds with a bunch of departments. And, I got socked in the face by a kid. If you were a pot dealer, I was trying to grab him, socked me in the face. And you know, it had happened. I wasn't going to file a work comp claim or anything like that. They made me fill out a claim form, but I was fine. My face looked kind of stupid for a while. I still have a dimple from it, from a hematoma here. But, you know, I mean, like, look, the kid, you know, I wasn't 21 anymore, you know, and he was, and he rang my bell, right? End of story. So fast forward, you know, this is a private college, and there's a basketball game, and there's these drunk kids getting kind of rowdy. So we remove them, and one of them takes a swing at me and hits a female officer. Well, his dad happened to be donating a ton of money to the college, so they found a way to kind of fire us, and it ruined my career. That's why I said I don't really have the temperament to, like, people try to fight you all the time when you're a cop. I just don't have that. I mean, it's not the first guy that tries to fight you. It's like the 130th.
Yeah.
You're just like, okay, today's the day, right? That's why anybody who can do this for 25 years, like, you guys are the most patient people on the planet. I mean, I understand that they're like, they internalize a lot of stuff, and they have problems later in life, but just not decking somebody after, like, the 130th guy tries to fight you over a speeding ticket. You guys are special.
Right.
So what I decided, you know, our son was a year old. My father-in-law just passed away. I don't ever want to be in a position where somebody can do this to my family again. And so I decided to go to law school. And, I really took to it. I really like it. I love it.
Obviously do.
One lawyer called me a lawyer's lawyer the other day. I've never heard that.
Oh, that's a big compliment.
Yeah. That's a huge compliment.
But I truly believe in the ethics, playing by the rules, like not fighting dirty. I mean, I can fight mean, but you don't have to fight dirty.
You give it your best shot, and if they're left bleeding on the ground, you help them up afterwards, in a figurative
way. Reputations matter. You know, that's all you really have as a lawyer. I mean, my law book says the same as everybody else, but my reputation, when I go into that courtroom, a judge knows I'm there for a reason. They know I'm not going to misrepresent things.
Okay, we got to take a break, but I have a question for you. I'm going to ask you during the break, because nobody else would probably be interested in it. But, okay, we're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman, Gorman Attorney at Law. And let me tell you, Patrick helped me with something, a few months ago, just by giving me some advice. That's all I was looking for, and he writes me a 3-page paper. And I don't know if it made any difference, but everything he wrote there, the judge brought up, which I found very interesting. But it was absolutely great advice.
You didn't feel as anxious going in, I think, right?
Oh, no, not – well, I didn't feel real anxious anyway, but after I got those 3 pages from you, I went, and as the judge said, even if I found for you to the other side, there isn't a lawyer in California that wouldn't reverse this. So everything you had put down in there, I didn't even really have to use it, but it was there in case I did.
So lawyers, this is jobs the kind of guy. That's what lawyers are supposed to do. The whole economic exchange is I take your stress onto myself, so that you can worry about other things.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
All right, welcome back to our Friday edition. We have such a good time with the Gormans. You know what? We
even go out to have dinner with
them. Went out and enjoyed Moonstone. So shout out to Moonstone, because we know that they've got a new summer menu, and it was so good. We had chicken. Jill, you and I had
the fried chicken.
Chicken, and then
non-fried chicken.
It
right?
It wasn't bread fried. It was kind of like air fried.
And then we had like a butter chicken, something else pasta. With the pasta that they made there on the premises, and that was yummy. And we both were able to take leftovers home and enjoyed it so much.
Yeah.
So we've had we have some good things happening in Reading. Restaurants, we have some good restaurants, and Moonstone's one of them. And we loved being with you guys. You serve a great, crafty, good martini as well. So I just got into the martinis in about the last year, because wine sometimes gives me a headache. So it's nice to have a, good dirty martini.
Really? Wine gives you a headache?
I didn't sometimes.
Wine gives me a terrible headache.
I love it going down. I just don't like the after effect.
Okay. What's coming up with Gorman Law? Besides the fact that you're the largest workers' comp.
We got our feet under us. I mean, cases come in, and I do tell people there's been some death cases that have happened up here and things like that, and typically those ones are very they're very sad and touchy and stuff. And
you mean killed at work?
Yeah. And so you're just dealing with the grief, and a lot of times those aren't really litigated. It's pretty clear somebody died at work, and where it comes down to is like if there's your payout, which is never enough, by the way. It depends on your levels of dependent, how many dependents there are, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had to do a couple of those consultations, and I don't think any of them actually had to hire me, because I said, do this first, and if there's a problem, call me. And there apparently wasn't a problem. So, just doing those things, you wind up with, you know, a good reputation, you know, people coming in. And, yeah, I mean, not you don't, like I said, you don't always need a lawyer, but no big plans to expand. I mean, somebody keeps trying to tell me to expand down into, like, Paso Robles, and I just don't want to spend half my time out here. I'd love it up here.
I would like to spend half my time there.
Okay. Well, we need...
Well, you can open the office.
Okay.
Why don't you take the bar, honey?
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, your office...
Yeah, Carl, you go take the bar. You want to work in Paso Robles? Like, yeah, you know, one week out of the month?
Yeah, and you really want to drive down to the... No.
Hey, we'll, so, get a, we'll get a condo at Moss Beach, right?
Okay.
And then, you know,
he was just saying...
We can only do our show live
I,
on the road.
When I got back from Iraq, I looked at going into law school and chose a different direction, obviously. But my sister's a lawyer and honorable person, and people like Patrick and many others. And I thought about that. And I thought about, well, maybe being a DA and you're putting the bad guys behind bars. Uh-huh. However, after getting to know the DA and several other the deputies there, is that it's very, very frustrating.
It's hard on your soul.
Yeah. And see, I see what you're doing in the workers' compensation where you're helping people. And so that's good for your soul.
Yeah. When I was on the other side, it was, if you're ever in a job where you're asking yourself, how much longer do I have to do this to pay my mortgage off and do something else? Start thinking about doing something else now.
Oh, when you look in the mirror and you're brushing your teeth and you go, am I doing the right thing?
Yeah.
And then if you ask yourself that, I mean, we can ask that to ourselves daily. Am I give gratitude? Am I, you know, going today with, you know, with the prayer of thanking people, being, you know, generous and gratitude. That's another thing when you ask your psyche and your soul, am I doing the right thing? What's my intention? Is my intention like compromised?
Yeah, I mean, what are people going to say?
My integrity compromised.
At your funeral, what are people going to say?
Right.
And if they say you helped people, is it going to be true, or do they just not know what you did for a living? Right?
And by the way, when I say scrappy, to me, in my world, that's a compliment.
Oh, yeah. No, I
just want you to know
I
that.
I definitely take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
Now, like, I mean, some people use other words. It begins with an A and ends with an E.
No,
right?
I like, to me, you know, when you've got friends that are, you know, that are passive, and then you've got friends that are, you know, that we have our former neighbor. I mean, I would call her, she's my scrappy little friend. Like, there's somebody on the street that shouldn't be there. She's out there, like, letting them know, like we called the Chestnut Street Girl Gang, because we all came out in the middle of the street, like, you don't belong here. Get out of here.
Well, I'll tell you
what. Not that we were ganging up, but we called ourselves the Chestnut Street Girl Gang. You know what I'm talking about. Get out of here. You don't belong in this neighborhood.
I used to take BART all the time when I lived in the Bay Area. And this is much when I worked on this dog show. I was like in my 20s. And there's this young girl sitting there, like holding onto a rail. And this really, you know, busted up dude, you know, homeless guy. Sitting there, and he kept trying to kiss her hand. And it was freaking her out. And this is a packed car. Nobody said anything.
Mm.
And so I looked at him. I said, knock it off.
Yeah.
And he started talking smack, mm-hmm. and I looked, and there's five people standing around me.
Yeah.
It always takes, the one person says something.
Yeah.
And then everybody else steps up.
Yeah, well, this was also somebody who was canvassing on a bike, canvassing, and then pretended like she was supposed to be there, and it was clearly...
Oh, she was casing. She was, and so that's why the
Chestnuts, you know, Carl, you're the one who called us the
Chestnut Street Girls.
Doesn't that sound like something that, like a 1950s?
Oh, man.
Like,
they go out there and they surround them.
Leather
jackets. And it was like, and then they give them the ultimate. They give them the shoulder.
Yeah,
they turn that shoulder toward them, and I went, oh my gosh, there's going to be violence. Because they all turn their shoulder.
We leaned in.
Okay.
Was there spontaneous singing in there?
Yeah.
Like West Side Story?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the guy was going, let's get out of here.
These lasers creeping
flash
me out.
Flash dance.
Yeah.
Anyway, so closing thoughts here. Patrick and Jill.
Gosh, I mean, we just talked about so much. Again, if you're a licensed contractor, you're an independent guy, you're a tree guy, concrete guy.
HVAC.
I don't think there's a lot of independent asbestos, you know, guys. But, yeah, HVAC, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of tree guys. Just give me a call, you know, and set up a quick phone call. And if there's anything, you know, call your broker, too. But just be careful about the insurance products. There's so many different insurance products out there. Don't just buy a general workers' comp policy. It's going to cost you a fortune. 530-262-2168.
Here we go.
And Jill.
Patrick and Jill.
Have a good weekend.
All right.
I got to ask this question. Do you still have that large...
Predator cat?
Predator cat on your property?
Saul Gorman.
That's his name.
We love talking about that. You know, Saul. It's definitely cocktail Predator. Conversation in other circles. If we have these friends that have this cat, it's like an F5. Yeah. It's like when you think about Lair Jets, you think about I want an F.
I'll take a G5.
Yeah, a G. Yeah, there's an F and a G.
Anyway, this is when I see this cat. It's got.
It's like a normal sized cat, but it's.
No, it's not really, isn't it? Bigger.
He's perfect. He's a normal sized cat.
Yeah,
he's a little long.
He snuck into our neighbor's house one night, a summer night, and they thought there was a bobcat under their bed. I'm glad they didn't shoot him.
Did it make that kind of noise?
Mm-hmm. He growls.
He scared them.
He growls.
He's growling at their cat. It scared them to death.
And it's not just.
We have friends, they have to separate their cats. One's upstairs, two downstairs, because the fire cat will go after them in a heartbeat.
Yeah. And she got in the middle of them one time in the stairs.
And it climbed her leg and bit her and all that.
Antibiotics.
Yeah, another reason to have a cat.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, well, thanks a lot for being with us today. Hey, everybody. Monday, there's going to be an open house at the Civic Auditorium, and they're going to be talking about. The Riverfront Plan, and it's going to go for like 5 hours. It's going to be two presentations. We'll talk more about it Monday, but it's in the afternoon. I think it goes like from maybe 2 to 5 or something like this. But if you want to get in and find out what's going on and the thoughts for the Riverfront, there's the place to go to on Monday. So have a great weekend. It's going to be up in the triple digits. So.